Kent?
I have to say that I don't think we can be so dogmatic about this issue. We have 25 million patient years of exposure to tamoxifen. I don't know how many it is for an aromatase inhibitor, but it's probably a 20th of that. We don't know what's going to happen after 5 years with an aromatase inhibitor. You can guess, but we don't know. You can guess that there's not going to be any more long-term side effects, but we don't know. And so to make dogmatic statements about which sequence is best in the absence of any information on toxicity or on benefit, and given the information from the ATAC trial with receptor analysis and models that suggest there could be a huge benefit for tamoxifen followed by an aromatase inhibitor, depending on what happens after 5 years, I think we just can't be dogmatic. And I think we have to be open for the idea that either of these strategies might in the end be worthwhile, and we have to keep an open mind about it.